I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lols.
Eat that boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is that?
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
Granny got a cookies.
Hey, freaks, Dimension with you. Back for the Wednesday podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. This right here is Distorted View Daily, of course. Let's check in with Jeopardy real quick. Alex Trebek, what do you got for us?
Group six.
What?
If Andy yearns for Brenda and Brenda cares about Charlene, who pines for Andy, the three of them form one of these. Kara.
What is it? Threesome?
Oh, Kara. Come on, you whore.
No. Roger.
What is a love triangle?
Yes, that's it.
We would have also accepted a bukkake.
Kara has obviously had much more experience than I.
Oh, Alex, come on. Grow up. I do have to say, though, Jeopardy's getting pretty cool with, like, you know, the sex categories and shit. I'll take places to put your penis in for $1,000, Alex. All right, moving on now. Here is a guy getting yelled at by a Toyota Prius owner. This should be good, right? Because he has a diesel truck, and she's a fucking hairy-ass hippie. Driving around in her Toyota Prius.
I came over here because it was quiet. Because there was nobody here, and you come up here with your gas-guzzling piece of shit, and the exhaust is spewing everywhere, and you're sitting there
in front of my daughter. Get out.
Hey.
You're sitting here. You're
get out.
Cheryl.
Now. You better step back.
Cheryl.
Now.
Cheryl. Cheryl, don't.
You better step back. Don't even touch me.
They're waiting for you.
Don't even touch me, okay? Step back.
I didn't touch you.
I'm just asking you to be pleasant and courteous, and you guys aren't willing to. That's all.
I backed up.
Where's your exhaust?
All right, so apparently he was in a parking spot, and she wasn't. And I don't know, did she want the spot or something?
The wind is blowing in this direction.
Get rid of your windows.
Why is the goddamn car on?
Because my daughter is in here and I get the air.
Then roll your own windows down. What's the matter with you? You got to make that much pollution? Is it your right to make that much pollution with this goddamn car anyway? And then you got to sit in a parking lot.
All right, so from what I can gather here, basically what's going on is that these are parents waiting for their kids to get out of school. Maybe it's some after-school thing, a sport or something. And, you know, the parents of this particular child are sitting in their car with the ignition on in the parking lot, as, you know, many parents do. But maybe they thought they'd only have to wait for a couple minutes. And this woman's upset because her windows are down in her Prius, and she can smell their exhaust.
The car going, and you're laughing because you're mindless and you're ignorant because you have no care about anybody else but yourself. What do you do for a living?
Marketing. What do you do?
What do you do?
Marketing. What do you do?
Marketing. There you go. And you need this vehicle for your marketing, don't you?
Oh, I also have a farm, but that's okay. I have horses.
You need this vehicle for your marketing. It's irresponsible.
You're irresponsible.
I'm sick to death of people like you. Mindless, ignorant.
Hey, whore, it's not against the law to have a diesel truck.
You're irresponsible and inconsiderate.
Okay.
And you got two kids and now you're going to train them to do the same.
Why are they being so nice to her? I'd be screaming cunt. Hey, cunt face. Shut up, you big fat whore. You're huge, by the way. You're overweight. Why is it fair for you to eat so much food when they're starving in the world, huh? And why are you so ugly? It's offensive for me to look at you. Why don't you take that into consideration? I have to stare at your ugly mug when you're talking to me. That's not fair either. But that's the goddamn world we live in. Things aren't fair. You were born practically deformed. You of all people should realize that. World is not nice. Come on.
You're ridiculous and fat and obnoxious and
Thank
ugly.
You. Finally, fat and ugly. That issue comes up.
And she's not in a parking spot. And she's
Yeah, she's worried about playing by the rules. She's not even parked in a spot.
Cheryl?
Uh-oh.
Fatty's back for more.
You know what? You're so important.
And I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking
to you. That's how we can
show you
are. Okay?
Cheryl.
Please turn off the car so I don't have to breathe your talk.
Move your fucking car then.
That's all that's happening here, you.
Oh, all right. I can't take any more of this. I get so emotionally invested in these clips. I get all worked up and stuff. I think I'm more angry than any one of the people in that video. All right, moving on now. Here is a very flamboyant gay man getting a speeding ticket. Now, what I don't understand is this thing is being filmed for a news report. I guess there's a segment on the local news called People Behaving Badly or something like that. I have no idea what's going down here, but take a listen.
Video thing in my car, you know I could break it, right?
If you break it, if you touch
it. If it goes in my car, I can break it.
Okay. Yes.
And so put
apparently
it in
the
my
camera's
car.
Getting very close to being inside of his car through the open window.
Sure, exactly. I bet you won't go in my car.
I'm not going. Why would I do that?
I bet you won't go in my car, like I said. So since you're so tough and so smart, Stanley,
put
like I said, in my car.
No.
It will get broke. Put it in my car. Can I get the ticket,
please?
Like I said,
day.
Put it in my car, Stanley.
All right, you can give me
Roberts. Thanks.
Tell the police officer to speed up with the ticket.
Thank you.
Okay.
Fat ass. All right.
Man calling the reporter a fat ass.
When you Japan. Okay, sir. So by signing it, sir, not admission of guilt, it's just promising you're going to take care of the citation, okay? Like I said, hold on, leave it there. Court's going to send you everything in the mail, okay, sir? If you don't get nothing from the mail, it's their responsibility to take care of it. Court information is here, okay,
so this
sir?
Is for Crown 4 News.
I'm
it's
sorry.
Stanley E. Roberts.
This is for Crown people 4. Behaving badly on Channel 4.
What about people overeating on Channel 4? Fat ass. How about that?
Thank you, sir.
Build up your
1-800. Safe. Drive safe, sir.
1-800, get them, chubby butt.
Have a good day.
You too, fat ass.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. What kind of car are you driving?
Oh, by the way, the ticket is $500.
It don't matter. I can pay it. What you drive?
Oh,
what
yeah,
you
don't
drive?
Worry about what I drive.
What you drive? I bet you don't drive nothing nice. I bet you that. And you already 50-something years old. I bet you don't drive nothing nice. I bet you couldn't afford it if you got one, though, fat ass.
It.
All you can afford is food with your fat, lazy ass. That's why you're out here videotaping. You ain't even on a real job.
Thank you,
why
sir.
Don't they have you down there filming what's going on in Oakland, all the riots and shit? They got your fat, lazy, non-relevant, non-factor ass out here filming highway patrol shit. That tells you how much you're worth.
Have
your
a good
job.
Day, sir.
Bye, fatness.
Bye-bye.
Bye, fatness. First of all, this guy brings up several good points. Like, what a shitty assignment for a reporter, following around cops giving speeding tickets. And really, was this guy acting badly before the cameras started rolling? I think it's because of the cameras this guy started acting up. I don't know. I have to agree with the sassy black man wearing the Elmo shirt. Yeah, he really was wearing a Sesame Street shirt. Finally, before we get into the news today, all this month is Slowvember, which means I'll be featuring clips involving the Mongloids, the Window Lickers, the Riris, whatever you want to call them. I call them my meal ticket, my delicious bread and butter. All right, DB listener David has submitted this clip. I guess it's a handicapped kid just, you know, talking into a webcam.
Hi, my name is...
Try again.
My name is Maury McLeod. I live to the Sex River Street.
What? You have sex on the street?
I left my mum, my dad, my daughter. I got two sisters visit a crystal. Besides us. Me.
It sounds like the mom's getting fucked in the background, doesn't it?
I've got two kids. Lisa, Claus, and Sarah. And
what?
I think my boyfriend is a unicorn.
Again, what's with all these mentally retarded people having boyfriends?
It's me. I can marry to me. I've got a baby with Steve Joe, guys from at Blue's Clues.
I'm sorry. I don't think I've made out one word correctly.
I am talk about.
I am talk about.
Talk about budget. Okay. About budget. And I suppose Coke can't be in.
What?
And he likes real tuna.
All right. Someone likes real tuna.
And I like Jack Sparrow. She's cootie.
All right, I'm going to have to bail out of this one. Jack Sparrow's kooky, I think, is what she said. And with that, there you go. There's your Slovember clip. They're not all gems. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Oh, Bill! Yeah, not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow. Shame on you when you call yourself freaks. Prove yourself. Sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts, that type of shit. As a matter of fact, yesterday we did well over 15 minutes of bonus content. I think it was close to 20. And tomorrow's program will be exclusive. So sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. SuperFreakSideshow.com. 3 quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, look, I love you guys and I would do a lot for this show and for you, but there are some things that are off the table. A Papua New Guinea reporter who agreed to be circumcised with bamboo sticks. I'm not even entirely sure how that would all go down, but it doesn't sound pleasant, right? Bamboo shoots cutting off your foreskin. Yeah, he agreed to be circumcised with bamboo sticks to secure an interview with a group of jungle rebels and has now won a journalism award for best scoop. The journalist Simon Iruro won the annual in-house award run by News Limited. So wait a second. This isn't even like a real award. This is like the newspaper's company, like the company that produces the newspaper, their in-house awards, right? Rupert Murdoch's Australian arm for a story which required him to cross rivers and jungles to reach a group of rebels, only to be told he must first agree to be circumcised as part of a cleansing ceremony. Mr. Iruro agreed, and he got the interviews. In his subsequent reporting for the Post Courier newspaper, Mr. Iruro exposed the cross-border movements of Free West Papua militants from Indonesia into Papua New Guinea. The judges of News Limited Scoop of the Year Prize said the reports had led to a major police operation to tighten the borders. The impact of Simon's scoop was enormous. I want to see this penis. Because, you know, I'm assuming, like, jungle rebel circumcision looks a lot different than, you know, a sterile hospital-type circumcision. Fucking cock's gonna be mangled. That's the real scoop, in my opinion. All right, so there you go. That's pretty much the whole news story. Second story we have for you today. A burly rugby player has had a stroke after a freak gym accident, and boom, he wakes up gay and promptly becomes a hairdresser. What? Is this a tabloid? What does that mean? Okay, like, when you have the number, like, for instance, the number 1, followed by ST, you would read that as first, like a first rugby. But it doesn't really work when it's 19. It's like the number 19 and then ST. A 19-ist rugby player suffered a... this goddamn newspaper doesn't even know how numbers work. I'm gonna trust you. Yes, a 19th rugby player suffered a stroke while training and discovered when he woke up that he was fabulous and glittery. Chris Birch, 26, had proposed to his girlfriend and worked in a bank when he suffered a freak accident in the gym. The rugby-loving Welshman was trying to impress his friends with a backflip, but broke his neck and suffered a stroke. Yeah, you thought a broken neck was bad? Try eating man ass, right? It's way worse. He was taken to the Royal Gwynedd Hospital, where his girlfriend and family waited for the news, but said, "I was gay when I woke up, and I still am." Do you think maybe he was really gay
before the stroke, and this is just a convenient way to explain it. His friends were stunned by the dramatic change to his personality and how he's swishing all about, especially his change in sexuality. Yeah, that's a shock. Chris said, "It sounds strange, but when I came around, I immediately felt different. I wasn't interested in women anymore. I was definitely gay. I'd never been attracted to a man before. I'd never even had any gay friends, but I didn't care about who I was before. I had to be true to my feelings." Before the accident, Chris was planning on settling down with his girlfriend. Now he just can't get enough cock. He goes from glory hole to glory hole. Although they are having a break from each other at the time of his accident, though. He worked in a bank and spent his weekends watching sports and drinking beer with his rugby friends. Well, now he can have a smart cocktail, right? A flirtini or something, while his, you know, friends drink beer. After the stroke, he found he was no longer interested in sports and had little in common with his older friends. He quit his job to become a hairdresser and started dating a man he met at a nightclub. Chris, of South Wales, said, "Suddenly I hated everything about my old life. I don't get on with my friends, I hated sport, and I found my job boring. I started to take more pride in my appearance, bleached my hair, and started working out. I went from a 19 skinhead to an 11 preened man." I don't know what those words mean. Someone explain that to me. Thank you. All right, and finally today, turning Ryanair blue. Boss of Budget Airline, I guess this is popular over there in the UK, plans to screen in-flight pornography, finally making flights bearable. The boss of Budget Airline, Ryanair, wants to launch a pay-per-view porn service for passengers to watch during in-flights. You know, there are going to be just tons of guys on these planes whipping their cocks out, masturbating. They should really have one of those, you know, the lights, like the seatbelt light on. They could have, like, a masturbation light. You're free to whip out your penis. Ryanair chief Michael O'Leary said he hopes to launch an app for the airline where travelers can watch sex scenes on their iPads or smartphones while in the air. The planned service would also allow Ryanair passengers to gamble and play games as well as watch erotic movies. Mr. O'Leary told the paper, "I'm not talking about having it on screen on the back of seats for everyone to see. It would be on handheld devices. Hotels around the world have it, so why wouldn't we?" But yeah, because when guys are in a hotel room watching porn, they're jerking off. That's why one watches porn. You really don't want guys masturbating when there's, like, you know, children seated next to them. The move raises the prospect of passengers watching porn films with children sitting barely feet away. Ryanair says the porno plans would take at least a year to introduce on flights, as establishing a cost-effective way of having a solid broadband connection on their planes would be a major obstacle. So there you go. That's what's happening in your world today, freaks. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, guys, let's do this. Speak to me, please.
Hello, Timothy James Henson. It is Lifetime Sideshow member Surly here.
Hi, Surly.
Just listened to your November 2nd show with the story from our most fucked up state about the little fourth grade girl, I think it was, who was, like, chucking shit at her bus and then cursing at the cop and flinging crap at the cop, too, and trying to bite him and stuff. The piece that drove me a little bit batty, to quote Futurama, "I'm angry with rage" after hearing it. But the piece that drove me crazy was the judge remanded her to home detention for 21 days.
It's a little vacation.
So let me think I get this right.
School break.
Attack a cop and your school bus.
And you don't have to go to school.
And you home.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the home environment or lack of parenting skills that caused you to be in a state where you might think it was okay to try to bite a cop. I mean, call me crazy and all.
That sounds like something that was learned.
But somehow I think you might need something a little bit more drastic than that to show a kid that...
Take that bitch on to Maury when he's doing those, child boot camp.
That's not okay. Stories.
Hey, did you guys hear that Ricky Lake is coming back? Yes, the Ricky Lake show. But she's not going to do fun things like, "Honey, you're too fat to be a drag queen." She's going to be more like Oprah, basically ruining the show, in my opinion.
Hey, man, I just have to say that this story of you gave me two firsts tonight. The first is the first time I've ever gotten a boner off of Sextastic Tuesday.
That's right.
With the story with the two girls and the toilet stall and the blood and the rape and unconsciousness, whatever. and a second first.
But the story involving the two girls who were passed out and the guy with like a 20-inch penis who found one of the girls' prostate that was hanging out of her ass. That's the story you got a boner to?
Is my other first is that was the fastest I've ever lost a boner in my entire life.
Oh, yeah.
So I was genuinely destroyed. Thank you. Good job.
Okay.
Good job.
I giveth and I taketh away.
Jigoo, Tammy Boo. Holy fuck. I just heard you read the news story about the naked woman crawling into the horse, and that was maybe the best fucking thing I've heard in years.
There's pictures floating around the internet of the woman in the horse, and I haven't actually seen it. I for some reason, a bunch of you have emailed me, and I haven't clicked on the link yet.
I live in Portland where that happened, and I've been saying for a while now that we really need to step up our crazy game around here.
Yeah.
Florida gets all the good shit.
Yeah, I've had friends that live in Portland. They said it's just a bunch of freaks roaming around. So I'm surprised there aren't more stories from that town.
We just got what? Boring meth heads. Not even fun meth heads. But this just really, it made my fucking night. It just blew me away. Thank you so much for doing what you do, Timmy.
No problem. I'm really providing a community service here.
Sure. Sideshow member PJ from Chicago calling back once again.
Aww.
I have a couple quick things for you, and then I will get the hell out of here, as you like to say.
Yes.
First of all, I have a comment in regards to your Halloween show. While I have no real complaints, I was, however, a little bit disappointed because I was expecting to hear your skit of Ronald Cooley's Creepy House.
Forgot to play it this year.
Which I always look forward to you playing every single year.
Oh, maybe at the end of today's program I'll play it.
Around this time. I'm an old school freak, been listening since 2005.
Yeah, that was an old one. Yeah, that was an old news story and little skit.
That clip holds a special place in my heart. And second of all, you always go on and about how you have the stupidest listeners
in
the world.
I really do.
And I have to disagree with that because I think that in order to really appreciate the humor of your show, to not be offended by all the crazy shit you play, and to appreciate...
Well, you know, some people are offended.
The humor that
I make grown men cry.
You put forth in its proper context
that,
and its proper meaning.
A real problem.
You have to be pretty intelligent and pretty...
That's true. I actually do have smart listeners. When I say I have dumb listeners, it's the ones who try to communicate with me. The ones who stay far away and just enjoy the show. I like them. But basically, I'm talking about voicemail callers. A large majority of the voicemail callers are idiots.
Hey, Tim, it's VSP.
There's
I just got through listening to the extended November 2nd show, so Happy New Year 2014. Anyway, you know that video you played of the judge beating his fat-ass daughter?
Yes.
Yeah, I went and saw it. Yeah, not impressive, Tim. It's nowhere near as bad what you play, you know, every fucking Wednesday, which I really wish you would stop doing. But, you know, I'm not a total pussy about it. But, yeah, compared to what some of my friends went through growing up, compared to, like, you know, that fucking kid getting hot.
What do I play every fucking Wednesday?
Awesome hot shower, cold shower. Yeah, this is nothing, dude. What are you worried about? Fucking pussies.
All right, so VSP weighing in.
Hey, Boo.
He agrees with the judge. It's not as bad as it looks.
Kenya Dawson has a new album out called Thunder Size. And there's a song on there called Walk Like Thunder that reminds me of our 34-year-old near-dead listener.
CJ?
Is he still around? I haven't heard from...
Yeah, CJ's been checking in over the last week or two. Good to hear from him.
Hey, you remember when people used to turn off their computers?
All right, a little random thought from Spiral Ham Fucker.
Hey, Boo, Spiral Ham Fucker!
Stop calling in!
Hey, it's Malin. Has anyone ever told you that you look like John Lithgow?
No.
I don't know, maybe like not right now, but in like 30 years or so, you probably... was a lot like him. I was watching Dexter, and there's a scene with him naked in a bathtub killing this girl. And
John Lithgow?
I don't know. It just made me think of you. And
only one person has ever said that I look like John Lithgow, and that was the guy who was the president of a Real Talk down in Texas when I was working for that internet radio company. But he didn't know what he was talking about. He ran that company right into the ground.
I don't know. To me, you look like him. But anyways, I hope you're doing okay.
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you.
I'll see you later, babe.
Babe. Okay. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. He's in your guide.
And you come up here with your gas-guzzling piece of shit.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. I'll see you back tomorrow for the Thursday show, if you're sideshow members. If not, you'll have to wait until Friday to hear my voice again. Until then, bye, everybody!
Oh, yeah? Well, you're a cunt! How'd I do?